Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer with the three co-hosts that I love the most, the Limitless crew, Chris, David, and Rick. Thanks for joining me. Boy, am I a happy papa. Every once in a while, being old has its benefits, and one of the benefits of being old is to see the maturation of some seeds that you may have planted into some young people. And one of those young people that I met in his teens was the incredible Neil Patel. He's a New York Times bestselling author, entrepreneur. He's probably the number one digital marketing expert that is alive today. And that's probably because he's been doing it for so long, way back in DOS on 9600 baud modems and dial-up service. This guy's figuring out how to market on the internet. And Neil Patel, first, I want to thank you and welcome you to Office Hours.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's amazing to see the evolution of you as not only an expert in your field, but also as a business person. And those are two different things that I think a lot of digital marketers suffer with, is that they have extraordinary talent in analyzing and predicting how to utilize marketing in a digital way, but they have no clue how to run a business. And what I love about you and even your former partner in your teens, Jeff Fenster, who is also killing it, is you both have matured into serious business people and understanding the nuances, not just of execution, but how do we make money, Chris? We don't get so busy working that we forget to make money. And I see people spinning their wheels. What's one of those lessons you can share with us and our audience about the difference between working and making money?
I think money just ends up happening when you solve problems that a lot of people face. You know, working, whether you work at a 9-to-5 or in your business, you're just putting in hours. But people assume that because you put in the hours, you deserve to make money. And that's not the case. You got to help people solve their problems, accomplish their goals. If you do those kind of things and help people get the benefits that they're really looking for, you can get rewarded by making quite a bit of money.
Speaking of money, my money master is right next to me, the incredible Chris Gardner. Hopefully you guys have met before, but if not, you're in for a treat. Chris?
Hey, man. Look, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today. I've got to ask you one very, very simple question. You started your first business at 16. I'm spending a lot of time with young people globally in schools, and I'm hearing a lot of, I want to do this, specifically related to your industry. Some aspect of digital marketing. My specific question is, what would you say to the next Neil, the Neil that's 16 years old today, in a part of the country that no one's ever heard of, but says, this is what I want to do? What would you say to that young man or young woman?
Before I answer that, I just want to say my goal when I get older is to be cool like you. I just noticed you got two watches. I don't even have one.
Double wrist.
When I get older, I want to be cool like you. So what I would tell the young person is focus A on a big TAM, which stands for total addressable market, as you guys know. Solving a problem in a really big market, it's much easier to take a fraction of a really large market and make money than it is to take 30, 40% of a really tiny niche or a small market. The second thing, it would be to focus. So once you got your big market, you know what you want to do, you're passionate about it, you got to focus and just keep pushing forward. Because what we found is it doesn't matter how good you are at marketing or SEO or social media or Instagram or whatever it may be, or email, it takes really 10 years for a brand to kick in. And when we look at most big corporations, majority of their sales come from word of mouth marketing and their brand, like a Nike or a Amazon or American Express. Yes, you can do all these marketing things, but you really did well by building a great business, providing a great product or service, and really putting in the time and energy for many, many years. But if you don't do something for 10 plus years, it won't pay off.
Let me add just one more thing, if I can, real quick. How do you convince a young person that wants it, like, now, everybody, that you got to put in that 10 years at a minimum?
You can't. That's why they need to have the passion. If they don't have the passion, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And what I end up telling people is just take it a few years at a time. And ideally just one year at a time. Every year should slowly start getting better. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, it's been 10 years and life is much better. But the reason I say you can't tell them like you need to put in 10 years, you could tell them it in theory. You just, you know, words come out of your mouth. But find that they won't listen. And it's really hard to convince them that they need to put in 10 years. Mm-hmm. But it's the reality.
Mm-hmm. And the reason is I have this mathematical equation on average. So it takes 10 years before you can become aware of the progress that you've created. So, right, good behavior creates good progress. It doesn't create good outcomes. Mm-hmm. So the first outcome that on average is 10 years because you're about 25% of the way mm-hmm. to where you want to be. Then it takes half as much time to double again. So in 15 mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. that you're 50% of the way there, and yet 99% of the people will quit before they get to 50%. Mm-hmm. The sad part is the next doubling in 2.5 years is the overnight success, 17 and a half years on average. Mm-hmm. You're now 100% of the way there, and I feel really bad for the 99% of the people that quit when they were 50% of the way, because they're mm-hmm. thinking in their mind, it's going to take at least another 15 and a half mm-hmm. years to get there, when it's really only 2.5 years on average. So no matter what we tell them, the thing I like to inspire young people at that age is, look, I will promise you one thing. Good behavior that is aligned with where you want to be or better will make good progress. Bad behavior, which means it's not aligned with where you want to be, will promise you bad progress. Which one do you want to choose? Mm. Let go of how long it's going to take. Mm. But you'll never get there with bad behavior. Mm. And that's where guys like Neil are overnight successes in their 17 and a half year journey. David Williams, meet Neil Patel.
Hey, Neil, how are you? Pleasure to meet you. I'm a big fan of yours. I love your come up story and just how you operate. Like, just one thing I've noticed about you is just how incredibly intentional you are. And you're just the master at testing, right? Testing, testing, testing until you find that one strike a gold. And my question for you would be is your content marketing strategies have garnered millions of views and shares across the globe. Can you share maybe a behind the scenes look at how you develop and execute content ideas to ensure with the outcome of maximum impact and engagement for those that are listening?
Sure. We have a really simple framework. So if you post a lot on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube or Facebook and your content doesn't do well, even if you post good content in the future, you'll find that it won't do as well. So those algorithms really suppress accounts that post crap content. Now, what you think is good or what I think is good versus what people consume, we all have different opinions of what's good. But really, all that matters is what the people who are consuming your content think is good and what they think is crap. So the one social network that doesn't really suppress your content if you put out crap is X. So if you post on X 3, 4, 5 times a day and only one of them is a hit, that's fine. And just constantly post on X. Use that as your testing ground. Once you figure out which ones are your hit based on whatever produced the best views for the day on X, take that content and you can literally read it line for line, word for word, which is what I do, and create short form videos from it. And then post that content on X. I mean, not X, because you use X to do your testing ground, but you post that content on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Shorts, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So you post it on those 5 networks. And your description would just be what you put on X. Your video, your short, would be what you put on X as well, but you're just recording yourself word for word, line for line. And if you do that, you'll start getting way more hits on all the social platforms.
Man's a genius. What do you think? Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I was taking lots of notes.
Yeah, all of us are writing down his best. Phenomenal.
I'm starting that tomorrow.
the cheat codes by Neil Patel. Mm. I love it.
Imagine starting a small business. Your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast.
Neil, what's shaking?
Not much.
That's awesome, brother. I noticed that, you know, I didn't know this. I mean, I followed your content for years, but I didn't know that President Barack Obama recognized you as a top 100 entrepreneur. That's fantastic, man. I'm sure a lot of people aspire to meet a president. His team did?
Yeah, technically he did, but it's really, he did, but technically, you know, the team did all the work and stuff. Like
we love his team. They're right.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Did you go to the White House for that, or was it just something that was put out?
So you're able to go to the White House, and I flew there for the ceremony and everything like that because it was an event. It was the White House partnered with the organization called, I think it was called MPACT or something like that, and they were working with the White House to figure out which entrepreneurs they wanted to end up selecting. But once I found out Obama wasn't going to be there, I kind of didn't show up.
I don't blame you.
For sure. Hey. I had one experience in the West Wing. It was similar to that. But man, I appreciate what you're doing. I think you're an inspiration, like Chris was saying, to young people especially, because this is just a fantastic thing. Thank you for everything. And I'm going to keep taking notes on everything you say.
You want to know the cheat codes of be consistent and persistent in the pursuit of your knowledge, wisdom with the faith not to quit. That's what the young people like Neil Patel keep doing and empowering now others. It's amazing to see you as a middle-aged man. And I'm so proud that you're pouring into the communities that I live in as well. If you want to know the dummy tax, find the people that have put in the hours, put in the effort, like Neil Patel. You're an incredible soul, my friend. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for being one of those trees that I get to sit under. The incredible Neil Patel, everyone, New York Times bestselling author, speaker, entrepreneur, and our world's finest expert in digital marketing. You saw it here today with Quantitative Value. Neil, thanks for joining us on Office Hours.